Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
Okay, is this, am I hyperbolizing? Or is this New York Times story really gobsmacking?
You know, it shouldn't surprise us all that the Durham probe was not only pointless and counterproductive, but it was perhaps also corrupt. I mean, the whole notion of, you know, investigators looking into the Trump-Russia connection, and they found connections, more than 140 contacts between the Trump campaign and Russians, and Bob Mueller documented multiple instances of Donald Trump criminally obstructing justice. But Bill Barr and Donald Trump didn't like it, so they launched an investigation of the investigation. And now, man, the New York Times has just broken wide open how ugly and unethical it was inside the Durham investigation.
So I'm not even sure. One of the tweets I mentioned is our friend AG from Mueller. She wrote, said, "A special counsel Durham owes us a declination memo for the Trump crimes he investigated." I mean, the jaw-dropping part, Glenn, is not just the cover-up, you know, or the, in terms of, you know, looking for some, you know, wrongdoing in the origins of the Russia inquiry, which there were none, but that Italian officials alerted them to new crimes, financial crimes by Donald Trump, which he put Durham in charge of, and Durham oddly found nothing.
Yeah, and look at what happened when they found that foreign government officials had evidence of Donald Trump's financial crimes. First of all, the fact that Barr and Durham are globetrotting, asking foreign officials for dirt on the U.S. law enforcement and intelligence communities, yeah, is pretty absurd and despicable. But then when the Italian officials pushed back, they said, no, we don't have that kind of dirt you're looking for, but we do know of some potential financial crimes by Donald Trump. Here's the thing, Seth. That should have then been handed off to other independent federal investigators and prosecutors. Why? Because Durham was involved in an investigation that was viewing Donald Trump as a victim of this corrupt cabal of the deep state. And now Donald Trump is not a victim, but a perpetrator. And Bill Barr, with a wink and a nod, says, hey, John, why don't you just handle this one as well? I mean, talk about what we call a de facto conflict, an actual conflict. You can't be investigating somebody as both victim and perpetrator. And then it was buried. We know nothing more.
But even these two guys who existed to cover for Donald Trump knew this was serious and credible enough that they had to do some investigation. I mean, and so clearly that's what I'm wondering. Do we get a declination memo? What happens with this now? That this is all public?
We should. I mean, if they're strictly applying the special counsel regulations, we should get a declination memo. There should be some daylight, some transparency on the decisions that were made with respect to whether to charge or decline to charge people. Do we think we're actually going to get any of that out of John Durham? And I hasten to add, who knows what Merrick Garland is going to do with any of this, because he hasn't exactly come through for us on the accountability front, I'm going to say, not because I believe he's corrupt, but because I believe he's apparently the wrong man for this dangerous moment in American history. So do I expect to see a full, robust declination memo that explains, you know, what they did? I don't think so, because they're going to have to talk about their own corruption and unethical behavior, and I don't think we're going to see that.
There's so many, obviously, parts to this New York Times story that, you know, clearly Bill Barr couldn't have been chattier about the whole thing during it, you know, even though you're not supposed to be. But he deliberately let them, you know, the media be misled that, oh, this, you know, what he's found, this other investigation is about the, you know, the wrongdoing in the Russia inquiry, when it was not. It was about, I mean, he waited specifically till after the 2020 election.
Yeah,
right?
And there's so much in that reporting. I mean, that was some great investigative work by Katie Benner and Adam Goldman and Charlie Savage. I urge everybody to read it, because, Steph, we can't possibly cover everything that was exposed by the New York Times. Yeah. But things like, you know, several prosecutors quitting the investigation, including a longtime colleague of mine, Anthony Scarpelli, who said, no, these prosecutions should not be brought. And Durham brought two prosecutions, and he went down in flames, because my former colleague Anthony Scarpelli was right. They shouldn't have been brought. He and several others quit the team because what they saw about the lapses in ethics from John Durham.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, that, you know, I was just going to say, Joyce Vance, our friend, just tweeted, jaw-dropping reporting. Lots here, including an explanation of why Durham's colleagues resigned under pressure from Barr to release an interim report damaging Clinton and the FBI as the election drew near. Durham had a draft prepared that wasn't factual. I mean, Glenn, I'm a layperson. Aren't there crimes here? What? Tell me about Barr's culpability here, or Durham's.
Yeah. So, and when I read that Barr wanted to release a report on the eve of a presidential election, you know what I thought of? I thought of Jim Comey, who did everything he could to tank. I'm not saying that was his intent, but to tank Hillary Clinton's candidacy and chances at winning the presidency. Here is Bill Barr wanting to do sort of a variation of that same thing. It's so shameless. It's so corrupt. Is it criminal? You know, it may not constitute a violation of federal law to so blatantly disregard DOJ norms and protocols about not interfering in the presidential election. But boy, if Bill Barr is not being investigated for possibly being part of a conspiracy to defraud the United States in our free and fair elections, then I guess nobody should be investigated.
Yeah. I mean, here we are, we're in all new territory again, not just a former president, but you're right, does a present attorney general have to call to account the previous attorney general who clearly engaged in wrongdoing? I mean, I don't, here we go again, right, where we're back full circle to why are we just letting the 10 counts of obstruction even in the Trump-Russia inquiry go? Like what?
But not only that, if we let those 10 counts of obstruction go, then, God forbid, Ron DeSantis or if there is a Republican in the White House in, you know, after 2024, he will be able to commit all of those crimes again with impunity if we don't hold Donald Trump accountable for them. Can our republic withstand that? I don't know.
No, that's exactly the question. Well, let's obviously, it was so many other things. This bombshell obviously took us all, you know, by surprise. But I think, you know, Fani Willis is what we've been all talking about up until then. You said when DA Fani Willis discusses multiple defendants in Trump's Georgia election crimes case, let's state the obvious. The only way one becomes a defendant is by being indicted, charged with a crime. It's coming. Dear God, we are so thirsty for any justice at this point, right?
And I think for the first time we can legitimately say indictments of Donald Trump and his criminal associates are imminent. Why can we legitimately say that? Because Fani Willis, who I have to tell you, I have such respect for the way she's gone about this investigation.
Yeah.
You know, she has been quietly sawing the justice wood in front of her. The only time we hear anything is really through her pleadings when she's defeating guys like Mike Flynn and Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani, who were scared to death to go into the grand jury. She beat the pants off every one of them in court. They all went in the grand jury and testified. When she stands up in court and says, "Judge, we're asking you not to release the grand jury report." And I can tell you, Steph, that report says, "Here is who should be indicted based on the evidence we found."
Yeah.
She said, "You can't release it because, one, it would interfere with defendants, plural." She made a point of saying defendants, plural, several times during the hearing.
Yeah.
"It will interfere with their right to a fair trial, and our charging decisions are imminent."
Yes, I see.
I'm sorry.
You said the keywords.
I'm taking that to the bank.
Defendants, imminent. Yeah, you pointed that out on Twitter. I was like, ooh. But you said we've been waiting for accountability to come for Trump for years. And this is, you know, you were saying yesterday in court, Fani Willis has most direct and concrete things we've yet heard from a prosecutor. So what does that mean in terms of a time frame when this has already happened and now you've had the, you know, hearing on releasing the report? What is the time frame?
Yeah, so the definition of imminent is open to interpretation, but Fani Willis said our charging decisions are imminent. The regular grand jury with the power to indict, remember it was the special grand jury that compelled the testimony of 75 witnesses, issued a report. That report has now been given to the regular grand jury that can vote out indictments. Imminent, I have to believe, means within weeks, but you know, we will leave that in Fani Willis's capable hands because she has proven over and over again her hands are more capable than pretty much any other prosecutor we've seen out there.
Glenn, back to the Russia thing for a moment, just because this is not just the bombshell New York Times week. This is the bombshell Charles McGonigal week. Special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office is under arrest over his ties to Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska. I can't write these headlines, right? Guy in charge of investigating Trump for, you know, Russian collusion is arrested for colluding with Russia. How do these two things, the New York Times story and this story, how does this hang together legally? I can't imagine bigger bombshells about this whole thing.
Well, we know that Trump coordinated with the Russians to, as according to Bob Mueller's report, there were more than 140 contacts, and the Trump campaign solicited and accepted interference and assistance from Russia to help get elected. And now we find out that the top counterintelligence FBI special agent in charge of the New York field office, the biggest office involved in counterintelligence cases, was compromised and it looks like was in bed with the Russians. How can those two things not intersect in all sorts of dangerous ways? Like maybe he was also working to make sure that the Russia probe would not result in criminal charges for Donald Trump. We don't know that, but boy, these two things have to be related to one another in ways that hopefully we will soon learn about.
And are there more fancy Italian shoes to drop, you think, in the entire,
you know, how can there not be? You know, it is surprising that the FBI and the Department of Justice decided it had to, in very splashy fashion, indict McGonagall, I mispronounce his name, in two separate federal courts at the same time, that tells me he's not playing nicely with them. He's not cooperating. They're going hard after him, and they're going hard after him with a goal. And the goal is to get people who are above him, either in the FBI or in the political world. So it feels like maybe the Department of Justice has a fight on its hands with respect to these charges.
Yeah, I see. Well, I was hoping he was feeling flippy, but I get his name wrong, too. I thought he was in Cats, but that's McCavity. That's different.
What?
Not McGonagall.
McGonagall's in Harry
He's
Potter.
A Jellicle
Cat. Oh, pardon me. Yes. Right. That's different.
Yes.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay. You also on the J6, you said more Oath Keepers, other Trump foot soldiers convicted of seditious conspiracy for the insurrection. It's still no charges for Trump or any of the suits of the insurrection. Maybe I'm too happy clappy. I cannot believe it's going to stop there. You know, this was not an improv seditious conspiracy. This was directed by someone.
Mm-hmm. It can't stop there. I don't believe it will stop there. And in my grave concern, though, Steph, we all hear the saying, justice delayed is justice denied. Justice has certainly been delayed. We're hoping it's not entirely denied. But, you know, here is my grave concern. If the next wannabe dictator decides to try to overthrow the government, here is the message the Department of Justice has sent. If you do that, we will give you a full 2 years and maybe even 3 years to plot your next move.
Yeah.
We will not hold you accountable promptly. That is law enforcement insanity. And I don't know why we find ourselves here with no accountability for Trump and his co-conspirators in trying to overthrow our government more than 2 years after he tried to do it.
And speaking of delayed, justice delayed, and you and I have talked about this forever, you just said, think it's finally time to investigate the allegations, new and old, of Brett Kavanaugh's misconduct, including 4,500 citizen tips that the FBI declined to investigate. First of all, a lot of what's up with the FBI stories, but I mean, I just you and I talked about this from day one, that how does that happen? 4,500 tips went into a White House dumpster.
Yeah, here's how it happened, and I don't agree with, you know, the explanation that the FBI gives, but here's the explanation it gives. They say this was not a criminal investigation. It was a background investigation. Our client in the background investigation was Donald Trump in the White House counsel's office, and our protocol when we're doing these kind of investigations is to provide the information we learn to the client, to the White House, to the White House counsel's office. Well, when you take the unusual step as the FBI to solicit citizen tips about Kavanaugh's unsuitability to serve, gosh dang it, you have a responsibility to those citizens who put their necks out there, who put themselves on the line and said, man, this doesn't make me feel comfortable, but let me talk about what I know Brett Kavanaugh did. And then to take them, refuse to investigate them, and give them to basically Brett Kavanaugh's co-conspirator and wanting to get him on
and
the Supreme Court.
Since this documentary, even more tips and reports have come in, so we shall see. All right, we didn't even get to the Supreme Court investigation. They found they didn't find the leaker. I mean, that's a thorough investigation.
They cleared themselves.
Did John Durham do that?
They cleared themselves. You're absolutely right, Glenn.
Yeah. All right. We love you, Glenn Kirshner. We've linked to everything that Glenn does to save the world.
Yes.
Love you. See you
Thanks,
next
Glenn.
Week.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, guys. Bye, Steph.
Bye, honey.